Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Now Bali podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Spears, and today we have a very important topic. It's about Galangan, one of the most, if not the most, important days on the Balinese calendar. As always, many of us witness the ceremonies taking place on the island, but very often we do so with so little understanding. One ceremony looks like the other. Can they be so different? Well, trust in a good story to make something more meaningful. And that's what we're going to do today, share the story of Galungan. Thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoy this episode. Now, on with the show. Galungan is one of the most important ceremonies on the Balinese calendar. The exact dates of this auspicious day are calculated through the 210-day Balinese calendar, where the Galungan period will last 10 days. You'll know when Galungan is coming a few days or even weeks before it actually arrives, as the whole island is bedecked in glamorous religious ornaments. Most notable are the penjor, bamboo poles decorated with offerings, that are erected on the side of the street and the front of homes and shops. Galungan is the day that the spirits, notably ancestors and deities, come down from their heavenly abode and visit Earth. Yes, it sounds like Mexico's Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, but philosophically it is more akin to India's Diwali, as both celebrate the triumph of Dharma, good, over Adharma, or evil. So, what are the origins of Galungan? As with all good Balinese ceremonies, there is a myth, or legend even, associated with it. In fact, there are two stories associated with Galungan, but I'll share the most commonly accepted. During the era of the Majapahit Empire, a predominantly Hindu empire, there was a strong and frightening figure in Bali known as Maya Denawa, the son of a malevolent king whose powers knew no bounds. It was said even the great Majapahit army could not defeat him. Maya Denawa wreaked havoc amongst the Hindus, destroying temples and denying worship. The Hindu people appealed to the gods, and it was the god Indra who answered. Lord Indra descended from the heavens and began a mighty war against the vicious and godless Maya Denawa. Battle after battle, Indra and his army fought the horrific character. And of course, the god was victorious. Their victory took place on the Wednesday of the 11th week of the Balinese Pawukon calendar, known today as Galungan Day, celebrated on the same cycle every 210 days, the Wednesday of the 11th week of the Pawukon calendar. This festival commemorates the victory of Indra, or Dharma, or good, over Maya Denawa, or Ardharma, or evil. Indra's descent to earth was also symbolic of other spirits descending on the same day. Just to take a side note on Galungan for a moment, this legend of Indra fighting Maya Denawa is also the origin story of the Tampak Siring area, 30 minutes north of Ubud. It was said, during the war, Maya Denawa crept into the barracks of Indra's men and poisoned their well. To sneak out, he walked on the sides of his feet, carving footprints into the mountainside. This is where the area gets its name, Tampak, meaning foot, and Siring, meaning slanted. Tirta Umpul, the famous holy water temple, is also found in Tampak Siring. And the legend says the spring was made by Indra himself to heal his troops after being poisoned by that evil being. So, what takes place during the Galungan festivities? On the eve of Galungan, Penampahan Galungan, animals are sacrificed as special offerings, which are meant to get rid of negativity in both the Buana Agung, or the macrocosm, the world around us, and the Buana Alit, the microcosm, the world within us. The meat is afterwards prepared and cooked for traditional Balinese dishes, such as lawar, babi guling, and satay. The Balinese, especially the children, look forward to Penampahan Galungan as it is typically a family party day with lots of delicious dishes. It is also believed that on the day of Penampahan, the Sang Kalatiga, in the shape of Sang Buddha Amangkurat, descends to earth for the third and last time to tempt mankind to adharma, or evil. Every temple and shrine and all the street corners will be busy with worshippers come Galungan Day, making it an amazing cultural showcase to witness. The atmosphere is alive. Whiffs of incense in the air carry the smell of devotion even before the crack of dawn. Everybody is coming out in their traditional Balinese best to pray on this special day. The day after Galungan, Manisan Galungan, people will visit their families. Then 10 days after will be the end of the Galungan season, called Kuningan, where the spirits will return to the land up there, Tana Anewaya, their heavenly abode. On the Balinese calendar, Kuningan is in fact the third Tumpuk ceremony of the Balinese year, which takes place on the Saturday of the 12th week of the Pakuwon cycle. It should in fact be called Tumpuk Kuningan. Why does Kuningan happen 10 days after Galungan? Well, going back to the legend of Galungan, after King Mayadinawa was defeated in battle, the victorious Balinese and Majapahit troops were worried that in fact the cunning ruler had simply conjured magic to disguise himself as a statue, a tree, or an animal. So they waited for 10 days to be sure. Upon the 10th day, their victory over Mayadinawa was officially announced to the people. This was to be dubbed Kuningan Day. The word is said to have two meanings, one to announce, following the events of this legend, and the other, yellow, which is the central color seen throughout Kuningan worship and celebrations. This stems from the fact that yellow rice is used as the special offerings on this day, the rice receiving its color from the yellow root of turmeric, often used in cooking. Yellow is also the color of the god Vishnu, the protector of the Hindu trinity. Even worshippers will don yellow kabaya and sarongs and sashes, sticking to the theme of the day. Prayers, offerings, and family visits can be seen throughout the day. Most Kuningan celebrations take place in the privacy of the home, in the shrines of the family temple and housing compound. Of course, the Balinese will find a way to make a spectacle out of these special days. So, there you have it, the legend of Galungan and Kuningan. Now, as you look at the ceremonies taking place, think of it as the Balinese Hindus celebrating the triumph of Dharma, of good, commemorating the powerful god Indra defeating a malevolent and evil character. Of course, right now, in the midst of a pandemic, celebrations are likely to be less boisterous, the crowds thinned and the atmosphere dimmed. But nothing will stop the Balinese from their acts of devotion. Thanks again for listening to the Now Bali podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Spears, and I'd love it if you would subscribe to our channel on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to us. And if you can spare the time, even give us a rating so that others can find us too. For more stories on Balinese culture, visit our website at nowbali.co.id. See you next time.